Good evening. I'm Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW from Blenheim.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
I'm Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together, we bring you the NZART official broadcast for May 2016. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to NZART's May official broadcast. Leading tonight's broadcast is Presidential Comment. Here's our President, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Stuart?
Good evening, everyone. So far this year, through the NZART examination system, we've had 36 people pass. At this stage last year, and last year was the best year since the late 1990s, there'd been a few less. It would be great if the momentum continued, but either way, we owe a great debt of thanks to all those people on the branches who have put their hard yards in, recruiting and training our new colleagues in amateur radio. With the switch off of analogue TV in New Zealand, which restored our access to the bottom of 6 metres, the spectrum from 174 to 230 MHz has been freed up for other use. Radio Spectrum Management has released a consultation paper on the future use of the spectrum, and Don Wallace, our Administration Liaison Officer, has made a submission requesting an allocation from 222 to 223 MHz. This aligns with the ITU Region 2 allocation for weak signal modes. There appears to be plenty of spectrum here, 56 MHz in total for land mobile, digital audio broadcasting and public protection and disaster relief. So we are hopeful that our request will be granted, which will allow room for weak signal modes and beacons along with SSB and FM phone. The NZART submission will be attached to the next edition of InfoLine and be posted on the website. Council received an offer of help from Chris Hellier, ZL3LF, and Daniel Ayres, ZL1DFA, earlier in the year to rebuild the association website, a task which is overdue. At its last meeting, Council approved the appointment of Chris and Daniel to that task, and Council is extremely grateful to them for their offer of help, and progress is underway. On the subject of the presence of NZART on the internet, I recently received a letter written by a long-time member of NZART who was concerned they'd been left out of the survey of our members researching the requirements of website and suggestions for any changes. He also felt that the use of the internet excluded himself and others like him from NZART activities. The association is here for all members. Most are internet savvy, but some are not. So if any member listening feels that they are unable to access information that is referred to in this broadcast or break-in, and cannot get help from a nearby amateur, please feel free to contact Debbie at NZART headquarters by post or phone call, and the contact details in the front of each break-in. Finally, it is now less than a week until our AGM and conference in Christchurch, and I am looking forward to a busy and fun weekend, thanks to the Christchurch branch, and I look forward to meeting up with many of you there. Good night to all listeners.
Thank you, Stuart, the President of NZART, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Christchurch Amateur Radio Club, that's Branch 05 NZART, quarterly invites NZART members and their guests to join them for a great weekend in the Garden City next weekend. The venue for this year's conference is Riccarton Park Function Centre, located in the Riccarton Racecourse, 165 Racecourse Road, Sockburn in Christchurch. Registration forms can be found at the conference website, www.hamradio.org.nz. And if you've been to this website lately, you'll notice there has been a major change in the order of activities. The AREC forum, originally scheduled for the Saturday afternoon, has been moved to Sunday afternoon. This means that some forums, previously scheduled for Sunday, will now be on the Saturday afternoon. The current revised program is on the conference website. Again, that's www.hamradio.org.nz. And it was also detailed in the latest issue of Headquarters InfoLine. That's number 337, issued on Friday, the 20th of May. Conference attendees, please note that receipts for your conference registration will be in your conference grab bag, along with other goodies. Please note that Friday evening registrations will be at the Christchurch Branch 05 Club Rooms at No. 5, Idris Road, Fendleton in Christchurch. Here you can have a nice warm soup and maybe a tipple, and perhaps purchase some trading table goodies. NZART's 90th Annual Conference at the Riccarton Park Function Centre, located in Riccarton Racecourse, 165 Racecourse Road, Sockburn in Christchurch, next weekend. Onwards to Upper Hutt now, and it's a very good evening to NZART Business Manager Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. With conference less than a week away, I urge you all to send me any proxy voting requests by Tuesday this week, as the office will be closed from lunchtime Wednesday, the 1st of June, until Tuesday, the 14th of June. I will be taking a few days off after conference, hence the later reopening date. I have mentioned a couple of times in HQ Infoline at the poor responses I have received for nominations for awards this year. I know there are a number of branches who have members constantly giving up their valuable time and energy for the sake of amateur radio, and more specifically, your branch. The annual general meeting is the only opportunity to recognise the worth of these people publicly and award them with either the ZL1HV Branch Award for Services, Amateur or Young Amateur of the Year for outstanding contribution to amateur radio throughout the year. Please consider this for next year's conference. Nominations can come in at any time throughout the year, but must be received at headquarters no later than the 1st of May. A big thank you to all those who have recently joined or rejoined the association by taking up the promotional offer. The official offer closed on the 20th of May. However, it is not too late to send back your forms to become a member. Regrettably, due to the success of the promotion, I am completely out of the March-April issue of Break-In, but I am able to send you a couple of last year's back issues. I have received a couple of deposits directly into our bank account that do not have any reference details on them. If you have sent me your payment and not received any notification of receipt or Break-In, can you please contact me urgently at NZART headquarters? That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
And thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART Business Manager. Whangarei Amateur Radio Club Branch 28 advise their sale day and midwinter dinner for 2016 will be held on July 23rd in their club rooms located at Whangarei Museum and Heritage Park, 500 State Highway 14, Manu in Whangarei. Doors open for buyers at 10:30 a.m. Tables for vendors will be available at $10 per 90 centimetres. Tea, coffee and a range of food will be on sale. At 6 p.m, the club's annual three-course winter dinner will be held, with dinner being served at 6:30 p.m. The cost is $15 a head, BYO drinks. Bookings for the meal and all table bookings can be made to Brian Winger, ZL1BSW. Phone 0274 913 888. I'll give you that again, 0274 913 888. Or you can email Brian, ZL1BSW@nzart.org.nz. ZL1BSW@nzart.org.nz. The Whangarei Amateur Radio Club Branch 28 Annual Sale Day and Midwinter Dinner, to be held on July the 23rd. Now to catch up on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
In Britain, a radio relic from the Second World War has not just come out of the shadows, but gotten special protections. Here's Amateur Radio Newsline's Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
Whilst most radio operators are proud of the rigs and other equipment displayed proudly in their shacks, there's one wireless station just outside Norwich in the UK that from the very start operated in obscurity, its access hidden behind a fake bookcase. The station also had to have a nearby escape tunnel. Clearly this was not a typical radio shack, nor was it meant to be shared or even discovered, at least not during World War II. Keeping it hidden was the whole point when it was set up for operation in 1940 by Winston Churchill. Civilian volunteers were dispatched there to transmit and receive messages for the army, trading information to help ward off an invasion from Germany. The station, which finally came to public light in 2012, was recently granted heritage protection by Historic England, a public organisation that helps preserve the nation's historic buildings and other important entities. This station, one of many set up by Churchill to monitor potential invasion, is known as the Pine Bank Station. Located at Thorpe St Andrews near Norwich, it's now among three underground wireless stations similarly protected, the others being Hare Warren Control Station in Wiltshire and a Second World War Zero station at Heffalaw in Northumberland. But perhaps best of all, the station, with its good works, is now not only treasured, but needn't be a secret treasure anymore. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Bucci, 4NGH, in Nottingham, in the UK.
In the world of DX, as the Wireless Institute of Australia prepares for its annual general meeting and conference on Norfolk Island, a team of Australian amateurs are activating the island through May 31st, working as VK9NT. Listen for them on all bands from 160 meters to 10 meters, working CW, SSB, and RTTY. Be listening to during the meeting weekend for the WIA's commemorative station, VI9ANZAC. Other stations operating will include VK9WI and VK9WIA. Ollie, OH0XX, is activating PZ50X from Suriname through June 1st and can be found mainly on CW from 160 meters to 6 meters. Send QSLs to his home call sign. Logs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World. Listen for Randy, WW6RG, on Diego Garcia Island in the Chagos Archipelago through May 30th. He will be using the call sign VQ9RA, working SSB on 20, 17, and 15 meters. Send QSLs to his home call. Finally, a World War II special event station is being operated by the Radio Club Dardenne through June 21st. Their call sign is OS101AB, honoring the 101st Airborne Division's action during the Battle of the Bulge. Send QSL cards via the Belgian QSL Bureau. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Skeeter Nash, N5ASH in Topeka, Kansas, saying 7-3, and as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2016, all rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. And now on the broadcast, it's time for Warra News with Rosemary ZL1RO. Are you there, Rosemary?
Yes, Jim, I'm here and I'm ready to go.
Okay, over to you.
Good evening, everyone. It's almost NZART conference time again, and the Warra AGM will be held at the Riccarton Park Function Centre on Sunday the 5th of June, starting at 8:30 a.m. sharp. Warra President Cathy Ziddell, 280K, is hoping for a good attendance of members at the AGM this year. If you're unable to attend, apologies can be lodged during the Monday night 80 metre net or emailed to any Warra executive member. At the AGM, there'll be an opportunity for attendees to offer their services as committee members or for other posts on the executive. Please think about doing that. There'll be a sales table with the Warra merchandise for sale to members and also items of craft. There'll be a raffle of a lady's pamper basket. Contributions for the sales table or the raffle are welcome, or if preferred, a donation to purchase items for inclusion on the raffle can be sent to TopCZL2LS. Our break-in page and bulletin editors are hoping that some members attending conference will document and photograph Warra-related activities so that those of us who are unable to attend can read about what we missed. Finally, many of you will be travelling over Queen's birthday weekend, and it could be a good time to get on the air and get enough contacts for the Warra Mountain Buttercup Award. You'll find the revised 2015 details on the Warra website. You need 15 contacts on any band with Warra members, and each contact must be from a different town. A town for this award means any named community. Many of you may already have enough contacts to qualify, so search your log and send off the details to LynetteZL1LL. That's all for May from Warra, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Warra, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. from Hastings Branch 13, where the next meeting is on Thursday the 2nd of June. This isn't at Papakawai Hall. Instead, the club will visit the ABB factory at the Napier Airport Industrial Park. Look at your newsletter for more details on time and where to meet. Hutt Valley Branch 18 NZART has its next meeting on Monday, June the 13th. This will be the club's annual general meeting. As always, the meeting is held in the club rooms in the Philip Evans Reserve in Waterloo, starting 7:30 p.m. Wellington Branch 50 has a midwinter nosh and natter on Wednesday the 15th of June at Wrights Hill Fortress, starting 7:30 p.m. The hosts for the evening are Don ZL2BL and George ZL2AG. Have a look at your club's newsletter for more details and directions. And finally, now down to Nelson, Branch 26 NZART, which has its next meeting on Wednesday, June the 15th, starting 7:30 p.m. at the National Party Electorate Office Meeting Rooms, which is on the corners of Waimea and Quarantine Roads. There will be an NZART conference report and a quiz night with Topsy ZL2LS. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZART Headquarters Info Line, that's number 338, will be emailed on Friday, the 17th of June. The next NZART official broadcast will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 26th of June. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the NZART official broadcast for May 2016. Good night, everyone. Good night now.